Today's daf is daf lamed zayin. So we got to the bottom of lamed vav and beis. The last few lines, the Gemara quotes from Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yossi keted hala osep schar b'parasa. It was a case where the guy rented a cow, he was socher, and then he lent it out to another person. That animal died, so the socher's pater, the shoh is chayiv. So the Tanakhama said the shoh pays the socher. So the socher is making some money off of the cow. So Rabbi Yossi says, how is that possible that you're going to make profit off of some other person's animal? So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yossi. We pass like Rabbi Yossi that the shoel has to not pay the socher, but he pays the original owner. And then the Gemara says, Amar Le Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Le Rav Yehuda, Amar Shlah, and you said to us, Mishmei de Shmuel, you quoted in the name of Shmuel, Chalak Hayar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi argued Af Bar Rishon. He argued even in the first case. What's the first case? So says Rashi in the top of Lamed Zayin, Bishilem Bela Ratzali Shavav. The guy refuses to take a Shavuah. So the Shomer Chinam was off the hook by the Geneva. But he didn't want to take a Shavuah, so he said, I'll pay for the Geneva. And Keita Zenosin Latel Kitzah Kfeila Shazah. So what happens is, the Mishnah at Paskin, that when the Shomer Chinam pays for the carrion, which he doesn't have to, but he decides to, and then they find the Geneva, so then the Ganav pays Kefil to the Shomer Chinam. So how is it possible that the Shomer Chinam is making a profit off of some other guy's animal? So Yossi says it doesn't happen. If they find the Ganav pays the Kefil to the original owner. So the Gemara, so they want to know, Halacha Kamoso or Ain Halacha Kamoso? Do we pass like Rabbi Yossi even in this other case where he argues or not? So Amalei Chalak Haya Rabbi Yossi Af Barishona V'Halacha Kamoso Af Barishona. He argues in the first case and we even pass like him in the first case. It's my name. He has also said, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Chalak Haya Rabbi Yossi Af Barishona V'Halacha Kamoso Af Barishona. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar further, Mode Haya Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi agrees, Barishona Shekfar Shilem. He agrees in a case where if he already paid for it, so then the Shomer Chinam gets to keep the kefil. It's only if he says Hareinu Misham, if he agrees to pay, then we say it doesn't make sense that the Shomer Chinam gets the kefil, it should go back to the Baal. But if he pays for it, Rabbi Yochanan thinks that even Rabbi Yossi will agree he does get to keep the kefil. Shilim in only if he pays for it, but lo shilim lo. But if he doesn't pay for it, he simply says Hareinu Mishalim, then he doesn't get the kefil, rather the kefil goes back to the original owner. So then the Gemara says, how could that be? Bahamar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Doesn't he quote from Rabbi Yochanan himself? That lo shilim shilim mamish, the way the Mishnah is read is not meant to be actual payment. The Mishnah is meant to be harini mishalim. El kevin shalom harini mishalim. Once the Shomer Chinam says, I'm willing to pay and not take the Shavua, af apisha lo shilim, even though he doesn't pay, he's already koneh the kefil. And in that case, so now we're saying Rabbi Yossi argues on the case of even harini mishalim. So Gemara, Ema, Haya Ema Mode Haya Rabbi Yossi Barishona Shekfar Amar Hareini Mishalim. Now what Rabbi Yochanan means to say is that Rabbi Yossi agrees even in the first case if he already says I'm willing to pay. So the question becomes, he doesn't argue in any case.
In the first case, not arguing.
And that's what comes out. And in the end of the day, this is machlok is whether or not he argues. Meaning this last statement of Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue in the first case, he only argues in the second case. But before Rabbi Yochanan, this sugya is shocking. The Torah was telling us that Rabbi Yossi does argue even on the first case, and halacha kamoso, even in that first case. Okay, new Mishnah now. The Mishnah tells us, Amar l'shnayim gazalti. He says to two people, I stole from Lechar Mechem. I stole from one of you. Mana, $100. Veni odeya eza mechem. I don't know which of you I stole from. Oh, aviv shalachar, I stole from one of your fathers. Aviv shalachar mechem. Or hefki li mana, one of you guys lent me, or rather, gave me $100 to watch. Veni odeya eza, I don't know which one gave it to me. No sin lezeh mana, lezeh mana. Show them me piyatzma. So he has to pay in each of these scenarios. He has to pay $100 to each person, even though he really only is a mana. But he has to pay two manos because he admitted on his own. Shnayim shifkido etel echad. Two people who gave object to one person. Zem mana v'zem masayim. So you gave me $100 and you gave me $200. Zem omer shali masayim, zem omer shali shim masayim. So one guy says $200 is mine, and the other guy says $200 is mine. So what do? So the Tanakhama Paskins, no saying lezeman of lezeman. You give each person 100, v'ashar yeh munach ad shivol Eliyahu, and then the rest remains until Eliyahu comes. So what does it mean until Eliyahu comes? So we saw this many times, but there's a machlokus that the Rambam says, he says what it really means is liolam, you leave it liolam. Yeh munach, he says, el etel ad liolam, you leave it aside forever. And the Sma says, well, it doesn't mean liolam forever, it means until the Ramai admits. Until once he's willing to admit. So that's what Rabbi Chanan Wasserman says when Eliyahu comes. Not Eliyahu is going to tell us who answers what, because we know that we can't trust the Nana, we can't trust. But lo b'shemayim hi. A Navi can't come down and tell us what the halacha is, what had happened. So Rav Chanan says what it means is when Eliyahu comes and calls everybody to do tshuva, and their Mai says, okay, I'm willing to admit, that's what it means. That's when he returned it. Not because Eliyahu tells you it's his versus his. He's going to be ma'or everyone to do tshuva, and then he'll admit. Okay, interesting. Now, there's a part of a larger discussion, when do we trust Eliyahu and Navi, when we don't. So some say, we don't trust Eliyahu and Navi when it comes to how to pask in a shayla. This is not pask in a shayla, this is a case of metzias. Some say when it comes to metzias, which we don't know, then we actually would trust Eliyahu. That's not bashamayimi, that's not paskening, that's just, we don't know what the metzias is. So like the Gemara talks about in Shabbos, are you allowed, you can't use a behema temeya for tilling. You're not allowed to use a behema temeya. So then the Gemara says, what about a dog? A kasha fish, are you allowed to use a dog? So the Gemara says, I don't know. So they says, Eliyahu, Basin, we'll find out the answer when Eliyahu comes. So they say, how could it be? It's a little b'shemayim, the Achorim answer. Because the question of a fish is not a halachic question, it's a metzias question. Is the fish skin considered disgusting? Is it so zuhuma, so gross that it can be used for tilling or not? It's a metzias question, not a halachic question. So there, the Achorim point out, you can trust in Eliyahu Navi when it comes to questions of metzias. So here too as well, you could take Eliyahu Navi seriously and he'll tell you who's owed the money, who's not owed the money. But Rav Chanan says, anyways, he thought that it doesn't mean Eliyahu is going to pass in the Shiloh. Rather, what it means is he's going to be ma'or people to do tshuva, and then the Ramai will admit. That's what it means. Okay. Gemara now says, I'm Rav Yossi. It's not fair. So the guy gets a mana, this guy gets a mana, and then the final mana I hold on to forever. So Rav Yossi says, Im Kain, ma hifsid haramai. The guy who got the liar here, he's getting his $100 back. He's getting his mana. He just, so he doesn't lose. So what's going to encourage him to admit? Ella, Rabbi Yossi says, we saw this in the first parak, HaKol Yehei Munach Ad Shevolio. Everything, all three money are going to be held until he admits. Now the Ramai is losing out, so he'll be willing to admit the money was mine, the Messiah was the other guy's. V'chein Shnei Kalim, so to Kalim, Echad Yafe Mana, Echad Yafe Elef Zuz, both different values. Ze'omer Yafe Shali, Ze'omer Yafe Shali. This one says the better one was mine, he says the better one was his. So you give the katan, the smaller keli, to one of them, and then you sell the larger one, and then you give us the value of the katan to the other guy. And the remaining amount will be staying there in Shmira until it Eliyahu comes. And Amar Yossi says the same din, Imkei, if that's the case. Ma hifsid haramai. The Ramai is getting his mana katan. He doesn't lose out. What's going to encourage him to admit? Ella again, HaKol Yehei Munach Ad Shevolio. So the Gemara concludes from this mission that says, Alma Misfeka Mafkina Mamona Vla Amrinan Oki Mamona Becheskas Mari. So there's a klal we normally say that we usually, when it comes to Safek Mamon, we leave Becheskas Mari Kama. And Ein Motzi Mechavero, we don't bring it out unless the person brings a raya. So but here if we see that from a Sveka, we are Mafkina, we make the guy pay both parties. The Gazan pays both parties, the Shomer pays both people the mana. So how come that's the case? So Minu, the Gemara asks the question, Shnaim Shifkidu, this is the second half of the Mishnah, Shnaim Shifkidu, Eitel Echad Zeman of Zemasayim, two guys give money for me to watch, one guy gives me a money, one guy gives me 200, Zeo Mesheli Masayim, Zeo Mesheli Masayim, each one claims the 200 stairs, Nosin the Zeman of the Zeman of Vishayi Munach Shival Yahu. So how come in this case, I should have to pay both people Masayim? So above, the previous case in the Mishnah, I have to pay both people a money, the full amount that I owe only one of them. But that's just because the Mishnah Paskin, I need to pay both, even though it's a suffix. But in the second half of the Mishnah, I don't pay both people. I pay both people the minimum, and then the remaining amount I leave in the safekeeping. So what's the difference? So Gemara says, Amar Lei, Pikadon HaGezel Karamis. You're asking a question from Pikadon versus Gzela. Gezel David Yisura, I stole, so because of I stole, Kansu Rabbanan made me pay both parties the full amount. That's a knas for stealing. But Pikadon, the Lo David Yisura, Lo Kansu Rabbanan. But Pikadon, I was doing you a favor. So for doing you a favor and watching your money, I now have to pay double? That doesn't make any sense. So that's why there's no knas in the second case. I give each person a mana, and then the final mana I could leave, Ad Sheyavo Elio. So then the Gemara says, fine, you want to ask a question, Rami Pikadon, Apikadon, Rami Gezel, Agezel. Ask a question from one case of Pikadon to another case of Pikadon, and one case of Gezel onto another case of Gezel. What's the question of Pikadon a Pikadon? There's no Isser involved here. The Kasani Reish, at the beginning of the Mishnah, says, "Oh, Aviv Shelecha Mechem, if the guy admits I was watching money of one of your fathers, and I don't remember which one, Hifkidetzli Mana, Veinu Yodea, Ezunosein Lazeh, Mana Lazeh Mana. He gives each person a Mana. But the second half of the Mishnah says, if two guys give me money, I only have to return the money to each. I don't pay the double. So even in the case of Pikadon, the Reisha says, to satisfy my Hashava, I need to pay both people. I need to pay double. This guy money and that guy money, even though I really only owe one money. And the second case, I don't pay extra. So what's the difference of two cases of Pikadon in the very same Mishnah? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Reisha nasa kimishif gidula b'shnei krichos. The Reish is like a case where they gave me money to watch it two different times. The Havilei Lamedak, I should have been careful. If one guy gave to me his money on Sunday, the other guy gave it to me on Thursday, I should have been careful who gave me what. But the Seif was a case, Nasa Kimishif Kidula B'Krach Echad, where they both shoved their money at me at the same time, to the Havilei Lamedak, and I couldn't pay attention. I wasn't careful. They came to me at the same time. It's all a blur. And Kigon de Afkidu Tarvai Bahade Hadade B'Chadzimna, they both gave me the money at the same moment. So I, as the Shomer, say to them, unto the Gufaycho, you guys, lo kapidisa adada, you didn't care about each other, ana kapidna. If I was giving money to a person, I wouldn't want to come in the same time as some other guy giving money, because I know you might get confused. So if I didn't care, so how did you expect me to care and pay attention and focus? So therefore, I'm not at fault in the second case. When you gave it to me at the same time, I only have to give each of you a mana, and the final mana I'd leave over. But the ratio where you gave it to me at different times, where you expect me as a Shomer to be careful and keep a log of who gave me what when, at a bank, you give them money at different times, then I'm responsible for not remembering. And that's why I have to pay double to satisfy them.
They didn't actually give him money at different times, because it's talking about one person, his father gave him. But the Gemara is saying it's like that case in the sense that the person should have been careful.
Why is it safe and not a case?
The case was one of their fathers gave him money and he didn't know which father it was.
One guy, but it's as if a case, he should remember. When it's a case of one, it's like two different. But the second case is where they both gave it to him at the same time and it was all one blur, so he couldn't remember. That's the difference between Pikadon and Pikadon. So you're going to ask a question now, Rami Gezel Gezel. Ask a question from one Gezela case to another Gezela case. The Gemara says, Kasani, Hach, it's written here. Amr the Shnaim, he says to two people in the beginning of the Mishnah, Gazalti lechem ichem, I stole from one of you. Mana. Avenio de Ezemem, I don't know which one I stole from. Oh, Aviv she'echem ichem, I stole from one of your fathers. Hivkili mana, Avenio de Ezem. So notion lezem mana, lezem mana. I give each person a mana. Okay, so I have to pay double. It's a kanas. But Uminhi, but look at another case. This is a Mishnah that's found where in Meseches Baba Kama, it says, Gezel Echad Mechamisha, I stole one of five people. I know five of you were sleeping in a room. I stole one of your wallets. I don't know who it was. I stole some money out. Venio Dea Ez Mechem Gaza. I don't know which of you I stole money from. Zeo Mer Osi Gaza, you stole it from me? Zeo Mer Osi Gaza, each of the five guys say you stole it from me. So what do? Meniach Gzela Beinehem. You leave the Gzela in front of them, Umasalik, and you run away. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. So now, Mestalik means that it doesn't mean you drop and you run. It's okay, what it means is you have to hold on to until you have proof for who you stole from. Then, so Alma, we see from here though, Misveka lo mafkin mamona. We don't say pay each person a full mana. You only have to pay one mana. Varmina, and we say oki mamona becheskes mari. Now we hold on to the mana until we find the rightful nigzal. So we see from here. So how come our Mishnah says you pay each potential nigzal, but in this other case we say you don't pay each. You just put aside one mana. So the Gemara says, So how do you know our Mishnah is Rabbi Tarfon? Maybe that's only Rabbi Tarfon Shita that you have to pay just one person and hold on to it. But maybe our Mishnah argues and says, in order to satisfy your chiv, you have to pay each person. So the Gemara explains, the Katsani Allah, that he, it's written on this our Mishnah, Mo de Rabbi Tarfon, Be'omer l'shnayim gezalti, lechmechem mana, venio de ezmim shenosin lezemana, zemana. So it said on this that Rabbi Tarfon agrees if you say, on the, this goes on the Gemara in Baba Kama, if he says, I stole from one of you, I don't know which one, he says you give each person a mana. So we see Rabbi Tarfon admits to our case of the Mishnah. So what's the difference from our Mishnah versus the case of Rabbi of Baba Kama? So the Gemara says as follows. Hasam de katavile. So there is where the Nigzal is claiming from them, you stole from us. So all he has to do is pay one of them. We don't know which one. You hold on to until we find that proof. But hacha, here our Mishnah, Daf Lamed Zayin in Bamatzia, hacha bivav l'tzeis yodei shemayim. He's trying to satisfy his chiv. He wants to be off the hook. He's not comfortable holding on to the mana until he finds the rightful owner. He wants to make sure he gets the gzela off of his hand. So therefore, since he's l'tzeis yodei shemayim, he pays each party, even though he really only is one of them. Since he doesn't know, he pays both of them this way to absolve himself from this Isser. Dekanami, it's also very exact if you read the mission. Dekasani, Shehodami Piatmo. He admits on his own. No one caught him. He admitted he felt guilty. Shmamina, he's trying to satisfy all his chiv and lots of tzidei shemayim, so therefore he pays each and every party. So that's the difference. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Mar Hasim de Katavi Lei, so Vahala Matan. So we're saying the case in where the five people he stole from one of them, so they're being taveh from him, so what was his response back? So the Gemara says as follows. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Hala Shosek. He stayed silent. The Gazlan stayed, he didn't respond to anything. And Rav Masa Amar Lei Hala Tavach. He started screaming. What was he screaming? Says the Gemara Amar Beis now. Rashi on the top says, Amar L'chol Echad Eina Makircha. I don't recognize you. I didn't steal from you at all. So what's going on here? So Gemara says as follows. Man Damar Hala Tavach. The guy says, he starts screaming at them. He denies it. Aval shtika koda, but if he was silent, it would be an admission. Uman damar hala shosek, the guy stayed silent. Shtika dahacha lav kodahu. No, the one who says he stayed silent and he doesn't have to owe any money, it's the shtika here is not considered a hoda, because matzi amrlei, he could say to the potential nigzal, hi de shosek lechol chad v'chad amina dilmahayu. The reason why I didn't respond to each and every one of you. Because maybe it's true, I really did steal from you. It's possible, but it's not really a hoda. So that's why. One second.
He wouldn't have to pay all of them if he's quiet. In that case.
So again, no, the second case, it's not a hoda. It's simply shtika. So since it's not a full hoda, he's not admitting to doing anything wrong. It's possible. And since it's only Shema, he only needs to set aside one of them. But he doesn't pay each and every single one. But according to the first Ma'adam, he was screaming, I don't recognize you. So we only make him pay one. But if he was Shasuk, he was quiet, that's his Hodah, then it seems that he would have to pay each and every single person according to that Ma'adam.
How do we know that if he's screaming that he has to pay one?
But that's, so right, just because he's Taveya, the guy's Taveya, why is he to pay anything at all?
It must be he's Maskim that he did steal. Right? He's screaming at each of them, but he is accepting that he stole.
He just didn't know he stole.
Otherwise, how?
That you're not the one that I stole from, he's saying maybe. Okay. The Gemara now says, Amar Mar Miniach Gizela by name of Mistalik Vishakli like Mistalik. So what happens is Rabbi Tarfon says you leave the money there and you leave. So Gemara says Vishakli like Kuli Vazli. So if you leave it, so they're all going to divide it amongst themselves. And it turns out you're not going to fulfill your obligation of the paying back the nigzal. The Hamar Rabbi Abba Barzavda Amar Rav Kol Safek Yinuach Lechachila Lo Yitol V'im Nata Lo Yachzer. So we saw this by the Mitzia. If you're not sure if a guy left an object there, if he lost it or didn't leave it, to Safek Yinuach Lechachila, better not to touch it. Leave it there because maybe someone left it there on purpose and they'll come back and get it. But if you took it, so then you can't put it back. Now it's considered your obligation to find the rightful owner. So the Gemara says, so therefore what? What do we see from this? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Vim nata lo yachzir, vim ba'echad v'amar shalihu. One guy says it's mine, v'simen eino, no sin ba, lo yachzir eino. The guy says it's mine, but it has no simen, you don't return it to him. Shema eino shalom, maybe it's not his. V'osofa ba'ilim lavo, v'yavi edim sheniach sham, and the edim are going to come, and ba'ilim are going to say, it was mine, I left it over there, I'll bring you edim. V'fikach yehe munach b'yad zeh ad shevol. Yeah, so the guy who picks up has to hold on to forever. It doesn't mean it's his when he picks up the object where he shouldn't pick up. He shouldn't have picked up in the first place if it was left over. Alma, we see from all of this though, if there's a suffix, who owns it, you're supposed to hold on to it. So how could Rabbi Tarfon tell you drop the money there, leave the money there, and let it and run away? It can't be that case. I'm holding $100, I owe one of you. Five guys. I don't know whose it is. So it's Safik Kinuach that I took. There's Safik Kinuach in my hand now. I can't just drop it around. I need to hold on to it until I know who's the rightful owner. So it says the Gemara, what it means is, Amar Rav Safra V'yaniach. What it means is, you Yaniach, look at Rashi, Amar Rav Safra V'yaniach, Hadakatani Mistalik, Lav Dilishkal Inu Vilize. When he says you walk away, it doesn't mean you drop the money and run. Below Shiotinim Yadu, not that you take the money out of your hand. Leave it in your hand, it means. Not leave it on the floor, leave it in your hand until you find the rightful one. Gemara now says, Amar le abayle rava, mi amar rabbi kiva lo zu aderech, mi amar rabbi kiva lo zu aderech mi otsiasa mi yadi avera ad shishalem gdele cholachad v'chad. Rabbi Kiva holds that you don't fulfill your status, your obligation of Hashavas Gzela, Veheshivas Gzela, until you return the money to each and every party, potential Nigza. Alma, we see from here, Misfeka Mafkin Mamona. So Rabbi Kiva argues in Rabbi Tafran. Rabbi Tafran says, no, you set aside one mana and you leave it until you find out who the rightful owner is. Rabbi Kiva says you don't satisfy your obligation until you pay every party. So Rabbi Kiva holds, from a Safek, you do, you are Motzi Mamon V'lamrina. We don't say, Oki Mamon Nebichas Kizmar, hold on to it until you find the rightful owner. You pay every single person. So that's the klal. Misveka Mafkina Mamona. So they ask Akasha, based on the mission of Baba Basra, the Gemara says, at the end, the Baba Basra Minhi. Nafa bais Allah valimo. A house collapses and kills a mother and a son. So they have different Yarsha ben. So the Yarsha of the son, Omrim ha'ei mesa rishona. So the mother died first, they claim, which means when the son was still alive under the house, so he was Yarsha's mother. But then the son died afterwards, so now the Yarsha ben get all the Yarshas of the son and even from the mother. So they say the ma'ei mesa rishona. However, the Yorisha Aim, Omer Mino, HaBen Meis Rishon. First the son died. So then, while the son was dead, the mother is Yorisha. And then the mother died, so now the Yorisha Aim are getting both the mother's and the son's Yorisha. So again, Yorisha Aim, Omer HaBen Meis Rishon. The son died first. So they say, Eilu Ve'ilu, Modim Sheachloku. So everybody agrees, this is Beisham and Beis Hillel both agree, that you're Yachloku. We have no idea what happened. So you divide the Yorisha amongst the Yorisha Aim and the Yorisha HaBen. And on this comments Amar Rabbi Kiva, Modi Ani, I agree, Bizu, in this case, Shenechasim Bechezkasim. Here, we leave the Nechasim Bechezkasim. So there are different chazakas. When it comes to certain properties of the mother and certain properties of the son, we leave it Bechezkasim. We don't do Yachloku. Whatever properties were the sons, go to the sons. Whatever property was to the mother, we go to the mother. And there's no Yachloku here. So the Gemara says, what's the difference here? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, last five narrow lines, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Modi Ani Bezeh. Afa pishani mishal beishamai. Even though I come from beishamai, now Tosa says he doesn't come from beishamai. He argues on the top Tosa, but Rashi says Rabbi Kiva came from beishamai. Even though I'm from the party of beishamai, va'amar bishara nefilos yachloki. Even though I say by all other fallings, I say yachloku like beishamai. Bezuani mode lebeis hillel. In this case, I agree to beis hillel shenachasim becheskasan. So how come this is the case? In this case of the house falling, so we're saying here that we go based on cheskasan. But in the case by the Gezela, Rabbi Kiva says, we don't do Chazaka, Cheskas Marikama. Rather, we say you have to pay each party. So what's the difference? So answers the Gemara, Amarle, Hasam, Shema, Veshema. So there, by the case of the mother and the son, no one knows what happened under the house. They're both Shema. The case of Shema, Veshema, he says, Cheskas Marikama, do the Cheskasan. But by the case of Gezel, Echad, Michamisha, Bar, Veshema. It's a vad that he stole. He definitely owes something, but Shema, who he stole from, so therefore, since one case is Bari, he has a stronger understanding. That's why he says you have to take out, in order to absolve the Bari, to get rid of the Isser from the Gazam, he needs to pay every single person.
Isn't the Bari that each of the people are tining, Bari, you stole it from me? Isn't that the Bari?
That's true, you're right. That's right. Look at Rashi says. Rashi says, Hacha Bari v'Shema, kol echa v'echad omer osi gazal ha'inu tainis vadai. The Gazan says, I don't know. So since each of the five parties has a bari taina, so they have a strong claim, so therefore they're able to collect each party. But the case of the mother and the son, they both are Shema. Maybe the mother died first, maybe the son died first, therefore they don't have a full claim we're able to take from him, so therefore we fall back on Cheska's Marikam. The Gemara says, was that really true? But Bahamasis in our Mishnah, the Hacha, our Mishnah here in Amun Aleph, Amar Lashnaim Gazalti. The guy says, I stole from two of you. Lechem Mechem Mane. I stole from one of the two of you, I stole money. Deshema Veshemo. This is a case of Shema. Each person, they don't know. Maybe it was me. And yet, Vikatani, no sin Lezemana. Yet he says to pay both parties, even though there's no Tainis Bari here. So the Gemara says, how do you know our Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva? Maybe a Mishnah is a different opinion. So we know because the Kasani Allah Diahi, because on that Mishnah it says, Modi Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon agrees, Baomer, Lishnaim, Gazalti, Lecha Mechem, Mane, Venyodeis, Mechem, Mechule. Rabbi Tarfon is agreeing. Rabbi Tarfon adds on to the Mishnah. So the Ma'amoda, who's Rabbi Tarfon agreeing to? Rabbi Kiva Bar Pluk. So we know all over Shas, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon were arguing. So when the Brisa says Rabbi Tarfon argues in our Mishnah, rather he agrees in our Mishnah, he's agreeing to whom? He's agreeing to Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva authored our Mishnah. So then why is our Mishnah, if it's only a case of Shem of Hashem, each Nigzal says, maybe it was me he stole from, and you say, maybe it was you he stole from, why does the Gazan have to pay? It's not a Tanis Bari. So the Gemara says, Umimai, the Shem of Hashemahu. How do you know our Mishnah is a case of Shem of Hashemah? Maybe our Mishnah is also a case of Bari. So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Chad de lo katani tovin also. Firstly, our Mishnah doesn't say that they're toveh from him. The Gazan offered on his own, he was willing to say, I stole from one of you. They had no idea, so there's no Tanis Bari there. And moreover, Hatani Rabbi Chia says, Zeh omer eini yodeh, zeh omer eini yodeh. So he says, our Mishnah is a case of where both parties don't know. The Nigzal doesn't know if they were the ones who it was stole from. So the end of the day, so if our Mishnah is a case of Hashem of Hashem, why does the Gazan have to pay both? So the Gemara says, as we saw earlier, Ho Kimna Lei, we already said established our Mishnah is a case of Biba Latati Deshimaim. You're right, Mikadin, the Gazan doesn't have to pay both parties, but we're talking about a case where the Gazan's mode to be Atzmo. He wants to satisfy Latati Deshimaim. But therefore, we say, if you want to really Latati Deshimaim, you need to pay both potential Nigzals. Okay, let's go weiter now. And the Gemara says, Amar Le Ravina, Le Ravashi. Umi Amar Rava, does Rava really say, Kol B'Shtei Krichos Havlei L'Meidach? We said it earlier. If a bank received money at two different times from two different people, they're expected to remember. Is that really true? Rahamar Rava, Vi Tema Rav Papa, Hakol Modu Mishnaim Shevkidu Eitzer Roe, Sheminiach Rabbeinu Mistalik. Everybody agrees if you give your sheep over to the Roe, to the shepherd, so the Roe is Miniach, and he leaves. So why? When you give the sheep to the shepherd, isn't that two different times, and the roah should be responsible and have to pay both? He shouldn't be niach and set aside a sheep and wait till they figure out who the rightful owner is. He should have to pay both parties. He's the bank, and he should have known both of them. So the Gemara says, no, Amar Lei Hasam Kishifkidu Be'edro Shel Roah Shel Medaito. That particular case is where the guy dropped off his sheep in the guy's pen, and the roah says he's going to work, so he dropped off his dog to the dog walker. He dropped it off. And he didn't pay attention. The roah wasn't paying attention. That was the case why the roah is not responsible. But ain't a chanami, if you gave the sheep and the roah was watching, and another guy gave the sheep and the roah was watching, the roah would have to be responsible and pay each person the sheep. Let's just get to the rest of the Gemara, to the top of the next page here. Gemara now says, V'chein, shnei kelim, echad yofa mono, echad yofa elav zuz. They had the same achlokas about the money, same thing by the kelim. So the Gemara wants to know, why do you have to have both cases of the money and the kelim? It's the same exact thing that Rabbi Yossi says, you can't let the Ramai win. You hold both kelim, and you hold both sets of money. So the Gemara says, Chicha, you need both scenarios of the kelim and the mammon. Why? Diashmin and hach kamaisa. We taught the first case of the money, mana umasayim, behahi kama rabbanon. In that case, rabbanon say, mishum deleka pseda. That's where rabbanon would say, there's not much of a pseida there by the money. You could let the, if you hold on to the money from the Ramai, he won't really be encouraged. He doesn't lose much money there. So therefore, he says, okay, there's no help in doing that. May as well at least give each person at least the money back. But in this case, you could say the gadol, there's a large loss here of the kli gadol. Ema modulei the Rabbi Yossi. Maybe in this case, Rabbi Yossi will, he'll admit to Rabbi Yossi that maybe he should hold on all the money in order to encourage the Ramai to admit, and therefore the guy could get the kli gadol back. So that's why we have to teach that case. V'itmar baha, in this case, if we only taught this case, the second case, baha kam Rabbi Yossi. Maybe only in the second case, Rabbi Yossi says, because of the hefsek gadol, they say leave everything aside to encourage the Ramai to agree, to admit. Aval baha ema, but the first case, which is a small hefsed, maybe aim a model who rabbanon, maybe rabbanon, they'll agree to rabbanon that you could give back a mana and a mana here, and then hold on to the one mana. Tzricha to teach that case as well. And the Gemara finally says in the top of Lamed Ches, v'ha taima Rabbi Yossi mishum hefsed ramayhu. Isn't the whole reason why because of the hefsed ramay? What does that mean? Says Rashi in the top here, ha taima Rabbi Yossi mishum hefsed ramayhu. V'chem in the taima v'hachi mali kli mali mos. Who cares how much it is? We don't want the. We want to make the Ramai lose money. So there's no chiddush. Once you teach one case of the money, you don't need to teach the case of the kalim. So the Gemara says, "Taki, you're right. They were unnecessary." You're right. Both these cases were not to taught to Rabbi Yossi. For Rabbi Yossi, they were both. It was pasha. Once you teach one case, obviously the other case will be understood. We taught both cases for Shitas Rabbanan, and needless to say, not only this case, but even in the case of Kalim, Rabban will still say you have to, you could return the Kalim back as well. Okay, so we'll stop here. Have a good Chodesh, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
the Gemara was saying there with the Tzrichos.
Mm-hmm.